guest today is Magnus Martinsen. How are you, Magnus?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm very, very good.
It's good to have you here. You came all the way from...
From Sweden. Yes.
What do you do in Sweden?
I'm a consultant, and actually, funnily enough, I'm starting up my own business right now. I'm going to be an independent consultant.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It's going to be interesting. It's good to be in the Azure space right now.
That's hopefully, what you're focusing on, cloud computing and Azure.
Hopefully I can get some business on the Azure space right now as an expert, and to be able to do the fun expert assignments, right?
Yeah, and you're an Azure MVP, correct?
I am, yes.
And I know you because of the global Azure's boot. Actually, I'm sorry, what is it? The Windows?
We need to have Windows in there as well,
Windows?
Right? Because it's Microsoft, right? So it's the global Windows Azure boot camp.
Okay, GWABC.
Right. Something like that, yeah.
I actually participated in this last year in Detroit.
That was in April?
In April. April there was we had a small group. I don't know. We had probably 50 people in Detroit. We did some Azure instructions, some hands-on things, and it wasn't just those 50 people.
No.
It was what?
It was a little bit larger than that, yeah. So the beauty of the Global Windows Azure Bootcamp is that it actually scales because it's every location just organizes one day of Windows Azure training. That's all you need to do as a community guy, as an activist. You just use your regular venues or your regular sponsors and just set up a day of training for Windows Azure. Mm-hmm. And you did that, and 91 other locations worldwide did it on the same day. So we were 92 locations worldwide. We had 15 locations in Brazil, and we had five locations in Nepal, and it was all over
in Nepal.
I know. It was all over the place.
I don't know about in Sweden, but in the U.S., we often talk about Nepal as the most remote place on Earth.
I was like, do they have internet? In my ignorance, right? But they have huge, they have like research centers and things. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know. But they had five locations there.
Wow.
I mean, when it spanned from Sydney and Tokyo and Melbourne, mm-hmm. all across all time zones, all the way to the west coast of the U.S.
There was some talk about something in Antarctica. Did that ever come?
That was you got rickrolled when you clicked on the map for the Antarctica location. But that was the 93rd location then. It was an unofficial one. But 92 locations was mind-blowing. We had more than 5,000 participants in this event. So if you sort of count it as one community event, it was huge. But it was actually 92 separate community events on the same day, coincidentally.
It was very cool last year, but now you're going to do it again next year.
We're going to go at it again, of course. I mean, it was awesome last time, so it'll be even more awesome this time, hopefully. And we have a lot of interest. First of all, the feedback from the first year was really great. There was almost no negative feedback. Of course, we had some issues scaling our event, because at one point we onboarded 15 locations in just 1 week.
Yeah.
So after it took off, you know, north of 50, 60 locations, the handling, managing the registrations of the locations and the data around the locations and sending out, Mark Brown, our community lead, sent out stickers and swag and stuff to all the locations, and just handling the thing became a really big task.
Right.
Because we weren't prepared for, you know, we thought like 10 locations would be great. And, you know, we did like an order of magnitude above that, which, you know, that sort of scale became unmanageable.
Yeah.
So we're going to handle that part better this time.
Yeah, but, and when we say scale here, you're not talking about Azure scale, you're talking about the human scale.
Yes, exactly. Just organizing it, yes, exactly. So that was the only negative feedback that we got. All other feedback was phenomenal. And so just by saying that we're going to do it again, people that were like screaming, oh my gosh, yes, we're going to sign up immediately and we're going to do it. And even more locations have already peaked in than I knew of before, from last year. Like, there was one in Denmark last year. And I'm already talked to a secondary location in Denmark. So, you know, that's sort of branching out a little bit in every country as well.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah, it branched out in the U.S. as well. So the reason I got involved is because I have a couple of friends who I'm sure you know, Mike Wood and Michael Collier.
Of course.
They were doing one in Columbus, Ohio, which is about a three-hour drive from my house, and they were getting requests from people in Detroit.
Yeah.
So they said, hey, talk to Dave. If it's happening in Detroit, he's probably involved in it.
That's right.
And so I sort of got coerced into doing it there.
There was some coercion in some cases, but at some point it sort of, it tipped over some critical, we don't know exactly where that was, but I bet it was around 50 locations. Mm. After that point, everybody was thinking that everybody else was doing it, so they had to get on board themselves, right?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure in a good sense this time around, right? So there were a lot of locations.
Right, so tell me, if people go to the show up at one of these boot camps, what do they expect?
Well, they expect to get to receive a full day's worth of Windows Azure training. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know anything about Windows Azure, but you kind of feel the cloud thing is something you need to get into, then you show up there, because it'll probably be led by, well, sometimes by a community enthusiast, but more often than not, it'll be led by somebody like an Azure MVP or a Windows Azure Insider or somebody who has extensive knowledge and experience from working with cloud stuff. And these guys volunteer as community enthusiasts their time for the day to tutor people on getting on board with Azure.
Okay. Will anything be different next year?
Next year? Oh, I mean, yes. There's one big difference. So we had a shared lab thing. We wanted to tie all of the locations together. So we thought, let's do one workshop or one lab thing together. And so we did. Alan Smith, my buddy, Windows Azure MVP, he's located in Sweden, same as me.
He doesn't sound Swedish.
No. He's English, but he lives in Sweden since many years. So he's a colleague of mine. He has an awesome demo session called the 256 Worker Roles. It's a demo where he scales a service up to 256 instances during his talk and shows people in the room how managing or crunching compute amounts can be very efficient over many many cores, right?
Okay.
And so we used that as a global lab last year. That all of the locations, every attendee at all of the locations, were able to participate in this by deploying a package, a pre-made package. They deployed it, and then we rendered video with that.
Right.
And that we wound up rendering 8 years worth of compute time.
Wow.
We had something like 500. I think we reached about 5,000 instances running this thing.
Wow.
It was just an amazing amount of compute.
So to test the capacity of Azure.
Just do a large scale and see everybody together.
If anything tips over.
So we summed up over countries and saw how much each country had calculated, all of that stuff. And that was great fun, but that's what it was. It was great fun.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with having fun, but spending 8 years worth of compute on toying around...
Right.
It felt fun, but it's a little bit irresponsible when we can actually use that for something.
Mm-hmm.
So this time we're going to try to do the same thing, but with a charity in the bottom. So we're not going to render pointless videos. We're going to pull compute data that needs to be research computed somehow, and then do some compute and push the results back. So we're actually gonna donate or compute for charity, if you will. And then we'll make it so that the participating companies, the attendees, are all working at different companies, and they bring, they ask their permission from their boss to bring their corporate Azure account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And borrow some cores and spin up some instances, and they basically then donate some compute time for charity, right? For research.
Can they use a free Azure account for this?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. That doesn't matter. They can use any Azure account where they can spin up instances.
Okay.
So anyway, anybody who can join and do this, and we'll make it so that the configuration of this includes like a link to the company or a company logo or something like that.
Okay.
So the dashboard will show the participating companies.
Oh, I see.
Right?
That'd be nice.
That'll be good, I think.
Good incentive for people.
So hopefully that'll be awesome, and many people will want to join in it, and we're going to try to work out if we can sort of set a record. We don't know yet what kind of a record that would be. We're going to hope to be able to set a record and see if we can't make that a Guinness World Record of some kind.
Very cool.
Do you know
how many people participated last year?
I think it was in the range of about 5,000 attendees.
Do you have a goal this year?
We did like an unofficial guess how many locations we're going to get this year. We had 92 locations. I think most of us are hoping for more than 100.
Yep.
But, how much more, I don't know.
Okay.
But, I think I set the highest number. It was like 139 or something.
139 attendees at yours, especially in Sweden?
What?
You had 139 attendees?
No, the locations, the number of locations.
Oh, okay. You were guessing the highest.
I was guessing.
You've got a date picked out for this, right?
We have. The date is April 5th.
Okay.
So that's the day it's going to happen, and everybody's going to do their work, their day in their own time zone. So it's obviously it starts in Sydney and thereabouts, right? Okay. And then it rolls across all the time zones to end the last locations in California, probably.
Okay.
And so April 5th, and the website is global.windowsazurebootcamp.com. global.windowsazurebootcamp.com.
Okay. All right. Last year, I think it was a Azure website.
Yeah, it's still there, but we mapped the domain to it now.
And that's so there's two types of people, I think, that are watching this will be interested. One is people that want to attend.
Yep.
And they can go there. Can you register yet?
Well, no, you can't register yet. You will be able to go to that website that I just mentioned and find a location near you. And if there isn't one, you know, try to nudge your local community folks and try to make them set up one of those locations. So if there is a location near you, you will soon be able to register for it.
Okay.
And if there isn't, you know, try to make it so. And then the other part will, of course, be people who want to organize.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. What should they do?
Well, at this point, they should sign up at the site. We will create an announcement email list, which it'll not be spammy. It'll be information from the organization, the central organizers. And then we will send out and create a distribution list for the organizers of each location. And it's just a roll call or an interest call for interest at this point.
Okay.
Just sign up on the form and we'll start sending you emails.
Excellent. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
All right, I'm looking forward to next year. Thank you so much, Magnus.
Thank you, man. Thank you. On April 5th, we will share lots of technology with a bunch of good friends on Windows Azure. I hope you join us.